Betterwork works with hundreds of factories across the global garment industry and many of the global brands and retailers. And what we do is we improve working conditions by giving workers and managers the skills to understand what good working conditions are, but also what systems and processes they need in order to maintain strong compliance over time. But the way we address the balance between good working conditions and competitiveness is actually by showing that good working conditions and a factory that pays workers fairly, that has good working hours, has good health and safety, is actually a more profitable and more productive enterprise. And that's our experience over the last 5 years. The very best factories in our program are the ones who pay the most, who have the less working hours, and actually are the most profitable. So the right thing to do is the good thing to do for business.
Now, you've seen the lives of the workers yourself. You've traveled across countries. And what did they tell you? And in particular, how are their lives beyond their job?
What's really clear is that just by nature of the kind of workers that work in the global garment industry, they're often young, under the age of 25. They're often women, and they're often migrant workers. And when their incomes improve and when their jobs improve, there are strong positive impacts in the household. So they tell us that the longer they're in the Better Work program, the less likely it is that their family members will experience extreme hunger, the more likely it is they will have access to education for their children, and the more likely it is they'll have access to healthcare. So it's a very positive relationship between good working conditions and strong development outcomes.
The impact assessment report has discussed some of the positive impacts that the Better Work program has brought to participating countries, but what remains difficult to tackle?
It's true to say that we need to make more progress in the area of freedom of association and right to collective bargaining. Our approach to tackle these issues in the workplace really needs to be complemented by an approach to the enabling environment for workers' organizations to flourish and to have mature industrial relations with their employers.
What do you mean by collective bargaining?
Collective bargaining is it starts with the freedom of association, the right of workers to choose the organisation of their own choosing, to freely join that organisation and to develop a collective agenda with their colleagues in order to bargain with their employer on issues to do with working conditions, on wages, working hours, etc.
How do you address the use of child labour that remains rampant in some countries, like in Indonesia, for example, where I'm from?
So actually what we found in the first tier of the global garment industry, that child labour is not that prevalent in the organised workplace. What we found is that it's quite easy to deal with issues to do with young workers, hazardous work in the workplace, but also where we found child labour in the factories, there are good solutions in order to get children out of work and into education. The concern really is that children are further down the supply chain, in informal workshops, maybe in the cotton fields and that part of the supply chain, where our programme has not yet reached and where there's little regulation to support them.